Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the 8th Wim Hof Wednesday. And today, wow, we have a very, very special guest who's going to be sharing a lot of information about finding your niche and your unique way to serve, forgive me, coming from Estonia with a plethora of knowledge, wisdom, and passion to not only help and share her insight, but to give us a presentation that is going to give us the tools, the information that maybe that we can use for our own events. A good friend of mine, a person who has been with me through the Wim Hof Masters modules, as well with some other people in here. Please, everyone, unmute yourself and please give our fellow instructor, a female instructor, a huge round of applause. Thank you, Sandra, for being here.
Thank you.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Beautiful. I will start with something that Francesco used to ask me. Every time when we have a call, he asked me what makes me glow. And I feel that one of the things, I'm really community driven. So for me to be standing here today and share with you some of the thoughts that I have about finding your niche and your unique way to serve, I'm truly humbled, also a little bit nervous, but let's do it. So now I'm just gonna, you know, I will have two topics that I will explain and give you plenty of examples how to connect those topics with your own journey as well. So right into the concepts that I want to share. So first of all, finding your niche, and I want to introduce you to this concept which I learned from Russell Brunson, actually, and he's talking about the three core markets. So when we talk about marketing yourself, doing personal branding for yourself, you need to understand actually where are you operating in on the market, what is your niche. So he's explaining those three core markets we have here. As you can see on the picture, you have wealth, health, and relationships. And all of those three core markets have sub-markets. For example, when we talk about wealth, you can talk about finance, more precisely about investing, real estate sales, or when we talk about health, we can talk about diet, nutrition, weight loss. And the process that I want to go with you through today is to ask those three questions. And the first question would be what market you're in. Of course, we know that we are in health, right? The sub market would be the Wim Hof method. And now the question is, what is your niche? And I will give you now also examples, but before that, I want to explain you why is it so important to understand your niche. Maybe you have heard about the concept of blue and the red ocean. So in business, if you're in the red ocean, this means that you're in an existing marketplace where there are a lot of competitors. So taking, for example, an Estonian. As an example, in Estonia, we have only one instructor, male instructor, now two, me, the female one. So in all our market, the ocean is still blue, so to say. When we had the red ocean, for example, we can think about, for example, states, or in the Netherlands, you have so many different instructors already operating on the market. The competitor, there's many competitors, right? So you really need to know how to come up with your niche. And the blue and the red ocean actually refers to like the blood that you can see on the market when people fight, you know, red ocean, many competitors, blue ocean, no one's there. You can, you know, die, you know, swim and understand where you're standing. And so I also wanted to explain this concept as well, but now I will give you the examples. So first of all, I guess you all know Daniel, one of the instructors from the beginning already, when Wim started his mission. And so if we take this concept that I was speaking about, Russell Brunson's concept, then we have the main market, right? Basic core market, health. secondly, the Wim Hof method, and his niche is the elite performers. And this is based on his own journey. So all of us have different capabilities, superpowers that we have, different life experiences that we have gathered. And all of those things are supporting your niche, actually. And secondly, I will give you an example of my mentor from Australia. She's a beautiful woman. And now, first, the market health, submarket Wim Hof method. And thirdly, the niche for her is actually women's retreats. She's doing, focusing on women precisely and coming from an angle which is, you know, most understandable and embodied by herself. And I also feel that I will be moving into this women's perspective angle or creating content around this topic. How, for example, you can connect cold exposure training or breath work with your menstrual cycle and all of those things. And thirdly, we have Bart from the Netherlands, and he actually has a degree in neuroscience. So he has a wide background, PhD degree in neuroscience. So therefore he has integrated the knowledge from his studies into the things that he's now delivering in the workshops to the community that he's serving. And he also has this back to the nature. So I just wanted to give you those examples. So if you start to look around and see different players on the market, the main players, or you're starting to discover your own way, how to come up with the niche, then you have already the understanding how you should kind of look into it. And I also, I am a female, and I can choose that I would like to do more directed for the women's create the content around, but you also can choose something that you're really passionate about and you are maybe not fully yet aware what kind of research you need to be doing in order to bring value to the community. But you can think of a topic, your niche that you want to focus. You see that there is no one actually coming from an angle of, for example, mental wealth aspect, how you can come up with the third pillar, you know, the mental training, how you can integrate different techniques and then start developing. So you will already have the direction where to go to and how to integrate this all into your personal branding and marketing as well. And just I want to give you some book recommendations, because I was mentioning about this book, Experts Secrets, which is by Russell Brunson. And that's the niche methodology that I was explaining. But then I also wanted to explain you about Simon Sinek, a great man, and his book, Start With Why. And this is also connected with understanding your niche, which is also connected with your why. And Simon Sinek is speaking about this golden circle, that we need to answer the questions why, how, and what. And usually when we talk about companies in business, usually you start off with, okay, we are doing what we are having a crypto trading platform, for example. How we have the best developers in the world who have created this, and the why is coming last. You don't really explain why, what's the bigger mission, but the brands which are really strong usually start with the why. We are doing this, for example, with my own biased crypto example. We are doing this for the benefit for the humankind, that we will have more balanced financial, like the alternative financial system can support balancing the income levels and all of those things. And if you start asking the question why, there is another layer that you can go into. And this is explained actually in this book, Millionaire Success Habits, which is written by Dean Graziosi, someone who I also really value in the space. And he's talking about the seven levels deep. And I also mentioned in YouTube, you can watch a video where he explains his personal story around the seven level deep methodology. But how it works is that you firstly ask yourself what is important to you of becoming successful, for example, successful Wim Hof method instructor. Then the next level, second level, will be you answered, for example, for the first question, that you want to impact lives, right? The second level would be, why is it important for you to impact lives? Then third level would be, okay, you answer, for example, you want to leave a legacy. Thirdly, you go all the way, when you go into this space, actually seven levels deep, we go deep inside of ourselves and we realize which is, what is actually driving us? What is the real core value that we want to carry out in the world? And sometimes this seven level deep exercise can be emotional. And I recommend looking into the video and seeing Dean Graziosi explaining his based on his own personal experience, and then maybe going this through on your own time. And yeah. So, and the second part now, as we only have 20 minutes to cover, so this is about the unique ways to serve. And something that I realized 1.5 years ago, I started to actually develop the similar idea, what Francesco is right now doing for the Wim Hof Method community. I understood that there is a lot of lack in knowledge how to present yourself in a business context, like how to do your personal branding, how to do marketing, how to do collaborations. And I started to speak with different instructors and work a system, how to bring forth the knowledge to the community. But in this process, I had this amazing opportunity to speak with different instructors, the main instructors at that time, who are, some of them are not anymore instructors. But what I realized is that they have different tools in their toolbox. And I just wanted to give you a quick overview so you can have already this mindset of like, what can you do to improve yourself on this journey of becoming an instructor or already being and making the most value out of this. So I just mentioned in the toolbox, you can have polyvagal theory, you can have trauma release exercises, which is a TRE method, which I actually have studied myself, and I have integrated also this into the workshops. And it can be the oxygen advantage, one of the tools that you have in your box, right? Pranayama techniques. So integrating, you know, one of the pillars of yoga, pranayama, and taking some of the things that you can just give it to your audience in your workshops as an extra, and making yourself more aware of the whole breathwork scene, for example, and understanding the science from a different perspective, which is sometimes not being explained in Wim Hof Method so precisely, right? And NLP, so the neuro-linguistic programming, which is also, if you know Daniel, he's also integrating this knowledge into his ways of handling clients, working with clients. I have studied hypnotherapy, so whenever I'm holding workshops, I know how to bring people into different states just by, while verbalizing, putting emphasis on different words. And all of this is, you know, enhancing the experience for the community that you're serving, right? Then the Tummo method, 5 Tibetan rites, biodynamic breathwork and trauma release. And I just understood when I was speaking with those instructors, how they had gone on this journey of like, okay, I'm gonna start Wim Hof with the Wim Hof method, but then going into like, I'm gonna study this, I'm gonna study this. And it's already good for you as a beginner instructor already or already advanced, but understanding those different tools that you can have in your toolbox. And then I also, in the end, wanted to talk about the unique touch to your workshops. I give a personal experience. I have studied myself inner dance, which is a method coming from the Philippines. And this is a kind of a sound journey, where people are laying down, you play a certain kind of music, and you speak in a way which brings people through a journey. And we precisely learned how to mix the music to create a playlist which brings people on a kind of a heightened state, lower into the, you know, the lower, where there might be more relaxed or more emotionally charged emotions. And all of this was happening because of the music and the mixture of the wording. So I know that this is my also superpower of bringing this unique element to my workshops. Or it can be you're good in public speaking, or you are good with connecting with the whole group of people, doing social games, for example, during your workshops, taking the time in the beginning, in the middle, to play some games. Or it might be that you like to dance with the people. So it's your element to be added to your workshops, that you like to put on a song, for example, like "It's Getting Hot in Here," da 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 da. You know, you put that on, you dance with the people, and it's also part of your kind of your unique way how to serve. So finding those ways how you feel that you can most authentically serve the people around you, being aligned with your own values, with your own why. I believe it's the force that will bring you forward on this journey and helps you to become the best version as a Wim Hof Method instructor and as a person in general. So this is, I guess, from me, it. And I hope I managed to be in the 20-minute time frame. Thank you. And I'm now open for the open discussion and adding anything that comes to my mind and answering the questions. Thank you, Francesco.
That presentation was hot. That was hot, just like the Nelly song. It's getting hot here. Can everyone please give Sandra a huge round of applause? Sandra, thank you so much. If you have your mics, unmute them, because this is not easy, everyone, to come out and just share. And Sandra built this beautiful presentation for us with so many details, so many pieces of information that I have so many questions, but I do want to leave the floor open for anyone. And if anyone doesn't jump on it, I will first. So if you do
I have a comment.
Please, Don. Please.
Yeah, Sandra, that was awesome. Actually, it was a really, you know, I love all these because they get me to think. And based on what you said earlier, Francesco, about 350 new instructors coming on board this year and maybe over 300 next year, it's going to be very important that you find your niche, right? That you find a way to separate yourself from the other instructors and, you know, what value you bring to the people who attend your class and what you happen to be known for. And I've been an instructor for a little over 3 years, and, you know, I just really kind of gravitated towards my niche in the last 12 to 18 months. So I think it's really helped enhance my classes and the information I give to the students here. So this presentation was right on, and it's great timing for it too. So
Don,
what's that?
Share your niche, the niche that you've discovered.
Well, I mean, until today, I didn't look at it as a niche, but I do now, because I spend. There is a book that called The Biology of Belief, and from Bruce Lipton. And, you know, just like Wim Hof, you know, when you think it's woo-woo at first, but then you start understanding the science behind it, and then it all makes sense. In fact, it makes more than sense. I mean, the biology of belief kind of goes through how the mind works and the science behind that, but in a layman's way, talking about the subconscious mind, the power it has over us, and how it prevents you from living in the present moment. And it just, I think, to me, the Wim Hof Method, the basis is learn it for your health, but the breathing and the cold, I think the mindset has become clear to me as the most impactful part of the method, but the breathing is like a portal to the mindset. It's the process you follow that opens up this door in your mind that releases these superpowers that you never need. When Wim says, "What I can do, you can do," he's right. And but it's because of the powers, the beliefs you develop in your mind. So this book, and in my classes, I go through how to make that happen, you know, and what I do during the retention period that kind of make that mind-body connection. So anyway, it's mindset is where I tend to really highlight in my classes.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. And then having the clarity that you know this is something that you want to bring forth every time you're serving the people.
Oh, yeah, right. Because then it becomes more of a passion because I know the impact it can have. You said earlier you're the youngest female instructor or youngest instructor for Wim Hof. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Awesome. Well, I don't think I'm the oldest, but I'm probably pretty close. I'm 68. So it's, you know, we all have our own perspectives. And I talk about perspective in the class and, you know, how it's so easy to get a snapshot of whatever it is you see. And that gives you a perspective, but it's wrong, right? Until you really understand. So we both bring unique things to the table in our classes. That's one goal of mine is to start traveling, but I'd like to attend other instructors' classes to actually watch them and how they communicate the method to their clients.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you for your input.
Does anyone have another question for Sandra? Well, I do. You really, really gave me such insight when it came to the niche part. I didn't see it in that way. So it's health, then Wim Hof method, and then niche. And I was thinking, like, where's my niche? And do you have any suggestions on how I can find my niche? Like, what kind of questions I should be asking myself to get that niche? Because I'll be honest, I'm still all over the place. I want to give it to everybody. Is it CrossFit? Is it surfers? Is it mindset? It's everywhere, but maybe helping me with a question you would suggest from your knowledge that can help me hone in on that.
Yes. The first thing that came to my mind is kind of, you know, about the flow state, right? So you going into a zone, I don't know, learning about some kind of a topic that you're just somehow so passionate about, and that can be somehow connected with your niche. So kind of starting to pay attention, what are the topics that you can go into the rabbit hole of research and just, I know from my own perspective, for example, the women's health, I can go into rabbit hole of research, and this is something that I know in the long term also will be sustainable, that I don't lose the interest. Or I might lose, the passions can change, but yes, kind of observing those topics that make you most passionate. And then also maybe observing why in the first place you came to the method yourself. And also for me, I came because I had panic attacks, right? I had studied for 2-3 years different meditation techniques, different yoga techniques, so many different modalities that I learned. But Wim Hof method was at the time exactly what I needed when it comes to the mental aspect or the control, feeling of control. And this this is also maybe something that you in your niche, for me, mental health at the time, right? I was, you know, I couldn't handle what was happening in my mind and I needed to come into my body and that it is. So I have this connection of, okay, mental health moving in that direction based on my own personal experience.
Wow, that's really great. It's almost like finding my niche for my own pain that I want to heal or that I healed. Yeah, that... That helps me a lot. I definitely need to write some of this down, but thank you so much.
Yeah. And I do believe that this is also, I do believe that you need to actually take time to understand the niche, and it can be a process of like fine tuning, honing down the niche that you have. It's personal, really personal. And the more you have that insight, doing the work with yourself, understanding the why, your niche, everything, that the power comes from there. That starts to carry you through this whole journey and empowers you and gives you this force.
Thank you.
You know, I thought, Francesco, of how, you know, for me, it kind of developed. And, you know, I don't know how many instructors there are today. I think it was around 400 or so before the new ones come online. I guarantee you, if there's 400 instructors, there's 400 different ways the class is being taught. All right. We were given the, you know, the syllabus, you know, here's how we were taught how to teach the class, but we all have our unique experiences, personalities, that we bring to the table. So we deliver the classes, I'm sure, differently. That's why I like to see others. And for me, what became clear, there was one area of mindset that I was gravitating towards and highlighting and discussing maybe more and going in more in depth than what they taught us in the class. So I think that naturally became my, looking back, my niche. That's one way is there part of what you were taught that you've developed further, you've expanded upon, you've included more information about, and, maybe that's one way of identifying, looking back, what, from how you're taught to how you teach the class today, what you're doing differently.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I need to write some of this down because this is some good stuff for me. And I think other people listening and watching can also feel that way, whether they just started yesterday or whether they started 3 years ago. I think this is valuable information. And I see that Pablo put in here, clarity comes from engagement. I appreciate you saying this. The question I have is, would you say engagement by just doing, basically make the event happen and then finding out who are my repeats, who are the people who are engaged and not, is that what you meant by that? Or would you like to clarify on that statement, Pabla, if you don't mind?
I wasn't sure if you know the quote. It's not my quote. It's a famous quote by Marie Forleo.
Okay, no, I've never heard of it, but I like it.
She's a business coach, and actually I have two favorite quotes that got me started, and this is one of them. And the other one was, start before you're ready. So when I went online in April, I had no idea what I was doing. It was just a dive into the deep end. And where I ended, it's just every time I realized how right she was, because by doing it and by being yourself, like I think Daniel was speaking about it, bring your own sauce, be yourself, don't try to be like anybody else. I tried to do one session like Wim, and my husband told me I sound like a headmistress. So I said, that's it, no more. And I just, you just develop your own style naturally. Yeah. That's what I meant. That's what I see in that quote. I bet you can explain it in different ways, but I feel it's when you start doing it, it crystallizes. You find like your niche, kind of, you can't really overthink it. I would never imagine. And people tell me I'm very specific. I'm very different. I have my own style. And it just developed from doing it, and yeah. And also that start before you're ready, that's definitely number one, because you're never going to be ready. So I think you mentioned it on one of the podcasts. You just have to do it. And
I love that. Start before you're ready. I'm going to write that in there. Yesterday, I heard a quote that I'd like to share with you before anyone else has another question for Sandra, but it was messy action. So basically, just put yourself out there. It's going to be an action step, but it's going to be messy. So this whole sense of a messy action is something I think it finally pushed me to just post my events, market as much as I can, whether it's good marketing or bad marketing, and basically just put myself out there. But thank you guys so much. And again, I know for a fact there are people listening that may need to hear just one quote, and that's exactly what this is all about. So thank you, Pablo, and thank you. But yeah, let's get back.
Just to say, I have another coach, and she actually comes coaching, and she doesn't even print her workbook. And she says, you know what, this is imperfect action, and that's what I want you to take. And I'm doing it too, and still I'm doing well. The messy, the imperfect action, that's what it's all about, really, yeah. Because if you wait until you are perfect, it will never happen, and there are people who can help.
Thank you so much. I want to go back to Sandra. Does anyone have a question for her before I shoot one at her again? No? Well, start thinking of them, because this is a great time to get her. When we have these conversations, this is a perfect time to extract as much as we can from the speaker. So thank you. Now, I know that you said your focus, Sandra, on women and mental health. Have you gone through the 7 deep levels of Dean? Has the video and the what you've learned from him, have you gone through that and figured out what your niche is?
I have not gone through this for the Wim Hof method, but for the more general question, why do I want to be successful? Okay. And or why do I want to have freedom, for example? And by going down those levels, I understood, I went to my childhood, feeling a lack of control, understanding that I want to create a different kind of a environment for my kids, for example, when they grow up. And that was, you know, emotional journey. But I did not do this based on the Wim Hof method. But I also feel that I something that yes, I touched inside of myself as well during this journey is I have this belief that there is no life worthy of living if we don't aim or want to become the best version of ourselves, and we do serve we deserve to live like the crazy, magical, fully immersed in the magicality of life, this kind of a life, right? And for some reason, I had this strong, I had this drive to live this kind of a life myself, and then also to show this to others with the impact that I can create from the heart, like from my heart, right? But I don't know why I have such a strong passion for, like, we all serve life that we can't sometimes even imagine of having. And
that's amazing. Everyone should be living the best lives that they can by choice, not just by chance. I think that's great. Now, this whole thing with the niche really is so ideal because, you know, you can target it down to be small or big, but I think the idea is just trying. So whether it's a CrossFit gym, I'm trying to find out where my, that like you said, where it's emotionally within me. And if anyone doesn't have any other questions, maybe we can start asking people in here, if you're okay with that, Sandra, like what is their niche and where does it come from, their pain point? If that's okay with the 11 participants in the group today, starting with
can I ask one question?
Please.
First. You talked about, Sandra, when you were interviewing the instructors. Was it like for them in the beginning, or just did it evolve how they, you know, started to do this and that with their workshops? And was it all of them that had something?
No, I could see a pattern of who really wanted to be successful. You could see that there were so many different tools in their box, so to say, that you can kind of draw the line of like, okay, these people are constantly developing themselves in the breath work or body work arena, so to say, and these people were doing the most successfully, I could tell. But I'm not sure if I answered all of your questions.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, I mean, Odin, if you don't mind, since you're still here on the screen, what do you think your niche is, and what do you think that pain point that makes you calls you to say, I want to serve that group of people? If you happen to have that in your mind already.
Yeah, sort of. I am on the same boat as Don. And that's, with the mindset. And I actually like Bruce Lipton a lot, but I've not read that book you recommended, but I'm going to do that. And it came to me when Sandra was talking, and that all, this sentence, take control of your life. Somehow, that came to me. And that is, interconnected with the mindset of, I also was having panic attacks, really, really scary panic attacks. So taking control of your life is something that speaks to me. And Yeah, with the mindset part. I know it's not the biggest part of the three pillars, maybe the absolutely smallest one, but for my part, I think it is the biggest one.
Thank you. Anyone else? We have a few more minutes and it would really be inspirational for us all. So please share, whether it's the next person on the list or anyone who feels compelled to share where their niche is and where it's coming from.
I'd like to share if that's okay.
Please, thank you.
I turned my camera on. So I'm still not sure where my niche really is. I'm doing quite a few different things in my in working with people currently, and I have not managed to develop like a focus at the moment. So in my bodywork one-on-one sessions, for example, I'm working a lot with physical recovery, with physical pain. And this is where I could use the method, the Wim Hof method, a lot for giving the people like training or tools, but it's not something I would do in a workshop setting.
Okay.
But what I found, for example, was when I'm thinking back on the workshops I gave for the Wim Hof method, or people I just took with me to cold exposure, to ice baths and going swimming in winter, was very strongly what connected them was the aspect of like finding a way how they can deal with themselves in a nice way.
Yeah.
Let's say it like this, because many people are trying to reach a good point or develop themselves, but they do it with like pushing themselves or having their own whip in their back. And so what I think, what I manage quite well and what I want to develop further is like showing people how they can be nice to themselves and having cold exposure, for example, as a playground for this.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
I think that's,
I could also see that being helpful for the people who can enjoy it rather than look at it as a pain or we have time for one more person. If you'd like to share, if you feel that compelled feeling to say, I want to share. Well, then I invite Sandra back on the stage. And do you have anything else you'd like to share for anyone listening out there, Sandra, whether it's, yeah, letting them know where to find you or any other closing remarks?
Mm-hmm. I just was having thoughts when Bernhard was sharing that it's totally fine not to know the niche. So it's a journey of like understanding what can be your niche in the upcoming year, months, years, you know. But what the niche, I guess, helps you to do is also when you know, okay, for me, women's health. So I start to understand the customer. I start to, you know, I narrow down who I need to truly understand what's going on their mind, how they want to be hearing how can you do the marketing for it? You know, that's the main essence of like starting to understand your niche the best as you can so you can serve as impactfully as you can. So this was something that I did not mention, why we also actually want to find out the niche so we can dive into exploring the specific person that we want to share and understanding them inside out. And where I can, yes, where you can find me, I guess that also Instagram, I guess that's the main place where I share my journey.
Thank you. Wow. That was a great way to end it. I mean, finding your niche, not because it's all about business, but because those are the people that want you and you want them and that you can serve each other. It's almost like an ideal match and knowing the best way to do that. That's a wonderful way to end this. But please, everyone, please unmute yourselves because this is, again, everyone deserves to, I'm trying to unmute yourselves because I would love to give Sandra, a huge round of applause because again, this is not easy. So on three, One, two, three. Sandra, thank you. Give her a big clap. Matt, I see you, Matt, Don. Wow, wow. Yeah, bang pots.
Thank you.
No, Sandra, you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful presentation. Odin, the questions, Don, everyone really came together to make this another amazing episode. Sandra, I really am going to take a lot of notes, go back into my thoughts, and I hope you all do too, listening and watching. And with that being said, make sure you follow her. Make sure you contact her. Make sure you will collaborate, because this is what we're all about. We're here to reunite, share insight, and collaborate here at the Wim Hof Wednesday. Well, before we do close, I just want to tell everyone that next week we're going to be having Dao here. And if you don't know who Dao is, you should, because he's the guy that you've seen in the 10-week fundamentals course. He is the one that is in many videos and many pictures with Wim Hof. He's one of the original Wim Hof instructors. And next week he's going to be sharing a very, very specific topic about mountain, or at least hiking the mountain as an expedition, in the safest possible way. He's done 28 of them. So 28 expeditions and all safely done. And he's learned tons of information. And out of all the topics that he had, he said, Francesco, this makes me glow. And it also is highly important, because we don't want anyone to ever get hurt during expeditions, if that's a part of your plan. So next week on the Wim Hof Wednesdays, we're gonna have Dao. And I want to thank you all for being here, because without you, this would be just me and this blue screen and this microphone. So thank you for being here for the...
And your glasses, man.
And I got the glasses.
Thank you, Francesco.
Hey, thank you. This will be going on continuously for a few months and maybe years. So without you, this wouldn't be here. So thank you all for being here. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
And Sandra, you are the woman.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.